Catholic League slams NEA's malicious falsification of American history. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 7, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has excoriated the National Education Association, NEA, for its malicious attack on Christopher Columbus. The NEA, which represents more than 3 million teachers and administrators, is a decidedly left-wing organization. Dr. Donahue notes in Thursday's essay, and is hypercritical of the United States and Western civilization in general. In its frontal assault on Columbus, the NEA, America's largest labor union, draws heavily on the tendentious and thoroughly debunked pseudo-historical work of Howard Zinn, a man who hated America with a passion, Donahue writes. The NEA's most prominent resource for teachers on Columbus and the Indians is the Zinn Education Project, named after the man who wrote A People's History of the United States, which Donahue dubs the most dishonest book on American history ever written. The stated goal of the Zinn Education Project is abolishing Columbus Day, based on Zinn's disingenuous anti-Columbus propaganda posing as history. As a helpful resource exposing Zinn's lies, Donahue suggests Mary Grabar's book Debunking Howard Zinn, exposing the fake history that turned a generation against America, which takes apart Zinn's fabrications. Zinn would have the reader believe that the Indians were doing just fine before the white man came along, Donahue observes. Never once does he attempt to explain why many tribes engaged in savage warfare against each other. The Hurons and the Iroquois are one of many examples. Nor does he discuss cannibalism, human sacrifice, and other acts of cruelty that existed before the Europeans arrived. Zinn also refrains from commenting on the numerous Indians who defected to the side of the Europeans, rebelling against the butchery they had experienced at the hands of some tribes, Donahue writes. If Zinn was a liar, what does that make the NEA? It is actively peddling his malicious falsification of American history, he concludes. Follow at Williams from